My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin feels the future is data entry. So listen and enjoy.
I think we need to get you a job.
Because you're being a little melodramatic.
Now, what's funny here is she started, if this is true, she's starting to wind up to ask for something.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, what do I do? You got to get a job.
Got to get a job.
I ain't paying for shit. You got to get out there and work.
But I can't. I got no money. We've already established I got no money to send.
Oh, it reminds me of when I was like a teenager. Oh, I need money to go to the... Well, why don't you get a job, Joseph? Go out and go earn it. Yeah. It's like Lisa, dealing with Nettie. Holy cow. All right.
Right now, Lisa's saying, here comes the money grab. And then Shira says, well, been there. Davin had to be cold-hearted. But still, what a dick.
Now, Joe said it's going to be a little while. Last week, he said, well, it's going to be a while till we get the straight-out ass.
Yes. Yes.
But we seem to have the wind. We seem to have the.
We have the wind up.
They're warming up in the bullpen.
Has there been a call to the bullpen yet?
Get not your yet. Best money, Askus.
Yeah, it's just warming up. So go ahead.
I think if this is going where I think I'm going, I think the call to the bullpen has been made and the warm up pitches have been made, and I think the umps have called play ball.
It's a hell of an analogy, Joe. Thanks for that.
Yeah. Let's go to commercial while they warm up.
Yeah, really. I think we need to get you a job. This will help you in so many ways. Why don't we work together and try to make that happen? She goes, how is that going to happen when all the companies or places of work are looking for people with certificates and degrees? I go, it just takes one place for you to get job experience. The job I was talking about seemed like a good match. It is data entry. You can do that. She goes, well, how will they employ me without qualification? I go, how will you know if you do not try?
Yes.
Data entry, you've been entering bullshit for the past
yes,
year.
But now this shit has to be true, Joe. It's a completely different skill set.
Now,
you can't make up facts and figures for the accounting firm. Yeah.
This is fake Davin as Yoda. There is no try. Mm. Do.
Very good. If you said Pip was going to say two funny things on tonight's show.
You win nothing.
Nobody's ever
two
said
two cookies.
That. Nobody's ever said that before, not even the historian.
Mm.
How will you know if you do not try? It mentioned no certifications. I believe in you. But if you do not believe in you, then no matter what your destiny, then no matter what, should have been a comma, your destiny has been determined.
Yes.
I assume they would call you into the office and ask you to enter some stuff in the computer. You can do that.
That's because that's called data entry.
Yeah. Yes, Joe, that was my logic on that one. There's no fooling Joseph T. Curry.
Is that Tiberius?
Yes, Joseph Tiberius Curry. You should see what he does with the treble.
Mm. I've seen.
Mm. She goes, that sounds really good, but I would love to focus on my dressmaking and design. Moreover, if I should start work now, who is going to take care of Granny? We've got two diversions
there. Yeah.
Let's focus on the dressmaking.
Yeah, let's focus on
the dressmaking.
And what
about Granny? Forget about this data entry you speak of.
Yeah. Haven't you gotten some drops yet? I mean, come on.
I go, it really comes down to time management, which is things I say to
wow!
you guys.
Oh, yes, it is. It's like, no mercy. No. Time management.
Damn it, Belinda, I need the track edited.
I saw what you were doing on Facebook. I know you had time on your hands.
Pretty much.
I know your ways.
Yes. I actually have your cat's report back to me.
I know, bastards.
AIDS cat. You know, I give him the medicine and the broth, and he spells it like a bitch.
I was wondering why he was always, like, writing little notes, and then he'd hide the pad when I came in.
He's AIDS cat. I go, it really comes down to time management. There's a time for dressmaking when you're not working.
To everything, turn.
Right now, it is not bringing in enough steady money. As for Granny, your family will have to help out more. You have a young daughter that needs things, and according to you, they are not willing to help you financially. Thus, you have to get a job.
She's sitting there going, I need this fucking guy.
It's been months, Joe. It's been months.
I need this guy.
Look at this. Sheru is jumping on and wearing like fake Sheru. Money for the fabric for her dresses? Where's she getting that? I mean, these guys are like,
oh, very good Sheru.
Yeah, her pimp hand is strong.
And a chim chimney to you, Sheru. That's stupid. I don't listen. I apologize if the chimney sweepers are out there. I didn't mean to offend them. We're going to expunge you from Mary Poppins because you were depicted in the blackface,
right,
and it doesn't.
You won't name a team after you.
Very insensitive. The sweepers. Come on.
Things the Yankees don't do. The sweepers.
Ouch.
Yeah. Your grandmother would not want her great-granddaughter to suffer so you can take care of her all the time.
Mm.
I play in the family angle. She goes, I guess I would have to tell them, so if they get someone to take care of Granny, don't know how it's going to turn out, but I will try and see what happens. Belinda, how does your family expect you to survive and provide from Kasia if you do not get a job? You're not being mean to your granny. You're being a good mother and a responsible adult. You should not feel badly about this.
Not only is that good spin as somebody who's being scammed, but that's just good advice.
I'm helping!
Yes!
I have feelings for Kasia.
Yeah,
I've seen pictures.
If these weren't fake diversions, I would still say that's
We don't
good
know
advice.
If they're fake diversions. This could be my future stepdaughter.
Oh, dear.
She wants to get married.
Yeah, I know.
I have nothing keeping me here. I might get a radio show in Ghana.
Oh, God, that's going to be a commute, Joe.
She's got to be sitting there going, enough with the life lessons. Send me a check.
She don't want a check, Joe. She wants Western Union.
Whatever.
You know, Ghana's closer to Long Island than it is here, Joe.
Right. She's probably sitting there going, just Western Union. What, you got Proverbs next, stupid?
But, Joe, I'm being a caring boyfriend.
I understand.
Yes. I'm supporting her. Emotionally.
Stories here. If it is true that she is in love with you and you were in love with her, that is true.
Yes.
However, if she's scamming your ass, you're a livid pain in the ass.
For more Davin's Den scans the scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.